This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so the situation between Connellsville and Penn Hills that all kicked off because of alleged racist remarks that were thrown in the direction of Penn Hills soccer players by Connellsville players is now reached some sort of resolution, kind of. So the WPL has made, I guess, its final ruling. I don't know if this is finished or not. I can't figure it out. But there's a story on the front of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette today that says that when Connellsville, they used armed guards, right? They were sent to the volleyball game.
Brought them to a girls' volleyball match.
Yeah, and soccer game and some other games. Well, for Chris Mamula in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, armed school security guards accompanying high school athletic teams at away games is both permitted and longstanding practice by the Connellsville Area School District, the Varsity League's governing body found, the WPL. Therefore, the presence of armed school guards at Connellsville soccer matches at Penn Hills School District did not rise to the level of being culturally insensitive or in violation of any PIAA or WPL rules or policies, the WPL ruled on Wednesday. The WPL findings were in response to a letter from the Penn Hills School District objecting to the use of armed guards by Connellsville at games at Penn Hills. This followed an initial complaint by Penn Hills that the Connellsville High School boys soccer team and fans used racial slurs at Penn Hills players during a soccer game September 6th. Okay, so that's a lay of the land, right? Mm-hmm. Also, Penn Hills' volleyball team, as a result of this, they refused to go to Connellsville and play a game last night.
Right.
Right? Because they just said that they're not going to try to mend any fences
here.
These
two districts just aren't going to get along.
Penn Hills feels like the aggrieved party, and far be it for Connellsville to do this. They felt like it was a bullying tactic to send these armed guards to their place. Now, Connellsville issued a big, long statement from their superintendent. And it says, the Connellsville Area School District is saddened and disappointed that any school district employee accompanying our students could be construed as culturally insensitive or inappropriate in any way. Connellsville's team is taken aback by communications, especially in light of completing two cordial athletic events between the two schools with zero issues. Furthermore, we welcome the WPL to examine our longstanding use of school personnel at appropriate away events.
And that's the key.
That's the key for me. That's if you think that something can happen anywhere, any place, anytime, why did you selectively send them just to Penn Hills?
Yeah, and not to Latrobe, not to Penn Trafford.
Not to Woodland Hills.
Right.
Not anywhere that you played a game. There's four things for me. Number one, Connellsville's protesting way too much. Number two, it's just okay to say sorry. Mm-hmm. If you're Connellsville, it's just okay to say sorry. This was an ugly incident or perceived ugly incident, or this was something everybody was embroiled in, and we're sorry, and let's try to move forward. Number three, the WPIL found in these findings, and I'm quoting here, that Connellsville was, quote, likely that at least some racial slurs or racially insensitive comments were used. Their words, not mine.
Right.
Likely.
That's the independent finding.
Correct.
Right.
By the WPIL. And the fourth bullet point is, what is an appropriate away event? Can bad things not happen anywhere? It gets back to that statement by Connellsville. This, to me, I'll never get away from the fact that just after this, you know, that Connellsville decided to send guards with guns. And this made and you read further in this story, the Penn Hills athletic director at the girls' volleyball. Listen, they weren't playing out on the street in Penn Hills. They were playing in the volleyball game in the gym.
In the gym, right.
Why are you trying to muscle up on somebody? That's what this was. It was a show of force that didn't need to be shown.
No.
By people who felt aggrieved when they weren't. They were the people who were trying to come back, and they were trying to bully Penn Hills. And for Connellsville to take this stand, I'm glad I don't live there. I'm glad I don't. I just don't understand how Connellsville feels like this is the way to solve the problem.
When the WPL says, and you read it, that these things likely happened.
And the other thing, it's a girls' volleyball game, okay? Not to diminish girls' volleyball at all. but it's a girls' volleyball game. This isn't the Super Bowl. If you feel so in fear for your girls' volleyball team that you need to send armed guards,
don't go there to play.
Call the WPIL and say, there's such an issue, we feel as if we need to send on the road armed people. Is it okay if we don't go play that game?
Or call ahead to Penn Hills and give them a heads up. Hey, right, we're going to have an armed guard escorting our girls' volleyball team.
Which they didn't do either. That's the lost in all of this is, if you're Connellsville and you're truly fearful for your students, you're truly fearful for those girls that are playing volleyball, don't go. Don't go. You don't go in what you think is meeting fire with fire. Be bigger. Be better. That is why it screams to me like this was, I'm going to show you my guns. I'm going to show you how tough I am because we think you falsely accused us of something.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, this whole situation is just.
I think the resolution that it sounds like everybody's ended up coming to, which is, you know what? We're just going to go our separate ways.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's become the best possible resolution.
And there's a letter out there. You could find it on social media. It's all over the place. It is the reason why the Penn Hills volleyball coach said we're not going and playing Connellsville. It's spectacularly written. It makes a ton of sense, and you don't have to be met with hate. You can simply walk away from it, and that's what he chose to do. Mm-hmm. And I think that guy, in all of this, made the right decision. He's the one
person who rose above the whole thing.
In all of this, yeah, is Penn Hills' volleyball coach. Absolutely.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.